Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Nobody can argue with the fact that the potato is the best vegetable ever. You got French fries, tater skins, mashed potatoes, loaded mashed potatoes, baked potatoes. Holly, that's a good veggie.
9. I've been doing this half my life. I'm not old. I just started young. I'm kind of old.
Paige. I'm not naive at all. I just believe what people say and I trust them, and sometimes they're full of crap.
Fat boy.
Let's see, if I had a time machine, I'd go back to when Elvis lost his license. Then I'd tell him to go to any gas station in Gatlinburg and get a new one.
The Rise Guys, mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1s. Sent in anonymously, of course. Names.
You got to get back in the swing of this.
Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing.
Woo.
I love this one. I told you I was reading it this morning, just cackling.
This is going to be funny.
Scene one. Playing the role of Lauren will be Paige. Playing the role of Kelsey will be Sweet Baby James. Playing the role of Stephanie will be freaking me.
Yay.
Playing the role of Dylan.
That's supposed to be Fat Boy.
Will be Fat Boy.
Oh, dang it. I wanted to be Dylan.
No, that's supposed to be Fat Boy.
So Lauren is Paige, Kelsey's nine, Stephanie's me, Dylan's Fat Boy.
Yeah.
And action.
This is my year in 2019. I resolution to lose 50 pounds, LBS, quit smoking, and find love in my lonely life.
Girl, you know I'm on your side, but don't think you should do one at a time so you don't, you know, end up in the nut house, don't you think?
No, it's my life, and I have to own it. If I just quit smoking, I'll still be fat and lonely next year. If I lose weight next year, I'll still be lonely in 2021. Girl, I will be 25 in 2022. I got to get this blank done while I still look young enough to find me a good man.
LOL, calm down a little bit, though. It's not bad. Go wait on finding a man. The only good ones are 30 plus anyway. Plus, you're just fine the way you are. Well, maybe quit smoking because it's bad for you.
You know what? Truth.
So smoking is bad for me, but this big fat ass isn't?
I know. I like me a thick girl and I'm 26. And I wouldn't kick you out of my bed.
You're bad in your mom's house, you mean?
Oh, STFU. You only like you a thick girl because you're a no-job, having-ass-needs, a girl with low self-esteem.
I mean, I don't know. He's kind of cute.
I got something you can smoke, too.
And now he's blank and gross.
again, girl, wait a couple years and find you a man over 30. They usually have kids by then, too. I know you love kids.
Yeah, like, give him the benefit of the doubt. He probably wants to share meth with you, crying, laughing emoji.
Yeah, I'm not that desperate to lose weight yet. LMAO.
Damn. I mean, weed is all. Y'all want some ruthless blank over here.
Post Mean Girls GIF.
Post Mean Girls GIF.
Post Mean Girls GIF.
Damn. Are y'all still in high school or what? I'm going to talk about an older man. Maybe I'll find me an older woman then.
Oh, that won't be too hard to do. Just walk out the hallway and yell, Mom!
Insane! Oh, man. That's true. I mean, you know.
What, all the good men are over 30?
Yeah. That's it. That's the truth that was there.
What else?
All the good ones. Well, no, but just it's got to be very hard. I understand, like, you want to save up, or maybe even, you know, times are hard. But if you're a man, especially, living at home, if you lived with your dad, it'd even be cooler than living with your mom.
You're saying that if you're a woman who's, like, 25, you can live with your parents and dudes don't care. But if you're a dude and you live with your mom, then you're just, yeah, you get crapped on for it. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. The sexist world we live in, Paige.
Yep.
Don't like it.
Yep.
Scene 2. Playing the role of Jane will be freaking me. Playing the role of Rebecca will be 9.
Yay, Becca.
Playing the role of Tony with an I will be Paige. Playing the role of Johnny with a J.
Oh,
Johnny with a J.
Will be Fat Boy. And action. To any mother blanking that told me I should, my baby, daddy a chance, tell me that now with two of my teeth busted out of my mouth.
Well, typing to any mother blanking that told me to give my baby daddy a chance shows how blanked up you was when you typed this. Probably wait for 2 days and methed out like everything else. There were several people that watched this situation go down. He never put his hands on you. He threw a bottle that you walked in the way of while you were busy going psycho and trying to hit him over and over again.
Oh, whatever. Just mind your own business, maybe.
You are jealous. You were trying to blank him all day and then asking him if you could blank his blank in my damn car. You're trash. Drinking everything in the bar and then trying to breastfeed your baby. You want to blast it on Facebook? Then here's mine. You dirty for pressing charges and getting his house searched. Know what's up. He gave you so much money and helped you out if you stole from him over and over again. Grow up. If you want to call me a whore and threaten me, then you know where I live, Miss Gonorrhea.
Ha! Helped me! No, bitch, I work for mines. Maybe you should try standing up for fellow woman in this situation, or mind your own business. You don't deal with what I've dealt with.
I never helped you. I always treated you with the utmost respect, never said anything bad about you. I bought you diapers for that baby, even gave you $100 a while ago, but I don't have a single drop of respect for you now. You have serious mental issues you need to get under control and get a job that don't involve a pole and a strobe light.
Text Rebecca and post. Girl, if anybody comes at you sideways, please, LMK, I got your back. No blanking matter what. IDK, what's going on, but I love you, and you my bitch through it all. Heart emoji.
No, that's not any information of yours, but I haven't danced in 5 months, thank you very much. And not only that, I paid off all my debt, and I bet I've made more money doing it than you'll ever see, so ha. Good comeback, though. Still don't give a blank. Don't hurt my feelings none. Looks like you're the one that's disrespectful to women.
Hey, for real, though, if she's getting snockered and breastfeeding that baby, you need to call CPS immediately. There's plenty of people who'd want that baby right now.
Insane! Whew. Not a whole lot to elaborate with on that, except a whole lot of nonsense going on.
Yep.
And strobe lights. Also, I have to point out that the diapers was dippers in this.
Diapers.
Dippers.
This is like dippers, D-I-P-P-E-R-S.
Dippers.
I bought you dippers for that baby.
Oh, no, that's my bad. I read it as diapers.
You got to be 18 to dip. I was always told.
Dippers.
But not to have kids.
Oh, yeah.
Sadly.
Oh, yeah.
Scene 3. We're doing Facebook fussing live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys.
Playing the role of Kirk will be freaking me. Playing the role of Denise will be Paige. Playing the role of Mickey will be Fat Boy.
Ah, Mickey.
Playing the role of Buck.
Buck.
Will be Sweet Baby James. And action. Well, this was a first for me, you understand. You might not ever believe this, but I busted one of my customers. You won't believe what he was doing on top of his trailer.
Say what?
Daddy, turn your caps off. You're writing in all caps again.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Thanks a lot there, son. Hey, Denise, good to hear from you. I own some rental trailers over there in Spartanburg County.
Well, my goodness, I never knew that. So, like a trailer park?
Well, yeah, it was my uncle's land, and he willed it to me. I didn't start it or anything, you see, but I'm proud, right proud, you understand?
Dad, the all caps is on again.
Well, do we have to guess what happened? You gonna quit screaming with your boy and tell us, Kirky?
Hey, Buck, we've missed you at church.
Shut up, Denise.
Simmer down now. And Kirky. Ha, 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 ha. Nobody's called me that in years, LOL.
Ha, ha. So, the trailer story. Gone.
So this dumb SOB bought a washing machine that was too big to fit in the front door of the trailer, so he's about to cut a hole in the roof and lower it in. Ha, 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 ha. Now, have you ever heard such?
Dad. Damn it. Stop with all the caps.
Well, you're doing it now.
It's because I'm yelling at you. On the internet, all caps means you're screaming.
Hey, lay off your old man. Us old timers still trying to figure some of this stuff out. Also, I'm screaming this at you, but also I left my all caps on to piss you off.
LOL, y'all should come to the fish fry at the church next Saturday.
Shut up, Denise! Insane!
Dennis? Shut up, Dennis.
Shut up, Dennis.
That was fun. Oh, that was good. That was good. Dippers and meth and all kinds of stuff.
All the best stuff here.
What came first, meth or Facebook?
Ooh.
I ask you right now.
I think meth.
You think meth?
Yeah. I think meth did, yeah.
But would you have one without the other?
You can't have one without the other.
What you just heard.
Meth and Facebook.
Oh, send it off.
Send it off. Send that to Dan and Cindy. Sandy. What you just heard was real. Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1. Send in anonymously to trg@933theplanetrocks.com. Names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another edition of the world famous and often copied Facebook Fussing.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
So I got a tweet during sports, and it said, I hate when y'all have these dumb arguments. P1, pyro for porno. They reverse the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, first of all, I don't think they're dumb arguments, and I don't think it's an argument. It's just your own perception. And the thing Fatboy brought up by Juju Beads?
Juju Smith-Schuster plays for Steelers.
First of all, these names in sports are getting out of control. These basketball players it's like, I want a chili cheeseburger from you, pal. These long names, it's like some kind of Greek god name or whatever.
It is an argument because you guys make it an argument because you live to argue and you don't believe in anything.
No. It's just perception. So the question is water wet? And you know what? Already this sounds like cornball radio to me. It sounds like something like, hey, good morning, everybody. It's going to be rain out there today. By the way, is it wet? Call in right now. And I hate that kind of bubblegum bull crap, but the perception, I love that.
I think you believe it's wet, as is, but you would never admit it because, you know, you don't.
I can't say it's wet, though.
I instantly said that with no thought. I also said that without water, there's no such thing as dry. Because what is it then? The opposite of is wet. See?
No, it's like,
it ain't done it.
It's kind of like an adjective, too. Like if I see that shirt and say it's black.
But yeah, it's your reaction, too.
No, it's navy blue.
At some point, it's got to be like a tangible thing.
For George Strait.
Not everything can be like a perception and a construct.
Navy blue was the color of Matt's shirt.
Like things have to be things at some point.
But yeah, but it's.
And you won't let it be a thing.
you're the one that is misled here, not me.
Al.
Paige, you're the voice of reason. Mark Hendricks says that once a month.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Is all liquid wet?
No, no. It's not wet until it reacts to something.
So that's the...
Now, here's the question, though. If rain is falling, right? Is it wet? Now, God, this is like cornball radio.
What is it then?
Is it wet until it hits the ground? In other words, it's just molecules, right? It's...
Water molecules that are wet.
I hate this conversation now because it sounds like something everybody else would do. Well, blank and blank would do it. Blank, blank, and blanky.
Everybody does it now.
We're the first ones, damn it.
It's not a solid, so therefore I think it's wet.
Well, the solid can be wet.
1-800-774-0093. Damn it. I hate to do it, okay. But we got to get other... it's perception. That's all it is. It's how you perceive it. This is... Wet is a reactionary word. It's reacting to something. Right? If the ground is dry and then it rains, what is the ground? It's wet. The rain ain't wet.
Man, look, this is the problem. Everybody feels like they have to challenge everything now because the internet came along.
No, because it's the opposite of when you used to have to go to the library to open up the encyclopedia and see it, you would see a fact and it's like accepted. But when you actually
see a meme and just believe it's the truth.
Well, you know what? That's the thing. What did I tell you this morning? I saw a meme, not to get off subject, I saw a meme that said, if you love Bird Box the movie, you'll love the book. And at first I'm like, that sounds like that's a meme that, you know, dumb people are just going to repost and all that stuff. Turns out there really was a book. But I had to research it, right? You don't just accept things. I think the art of conversation is getting lost because we just accept stuff. And not that I'm sitting here trying to make this a flat earth thing or any of this, whatever, but if you just read something in a book and accept it because so-and-so said it because they got a bunch of acronyms at the end of their name, it's perception, truly. This argument definitely is.
Of course.
And I win.
Even religion is perception. It's how you interpret
it. Dude, I say that myself as a God-fearing man.
Yeah, so everything is your interpretation.
Yeah. It's like I asked my mom one time. I said, the apple with Adam and Eve. I said, how did we know it was an apple? I said, they have apples over there? She said, well, it's probably a fig.
Uh-huh.
But to make it make more sense, they changed it to an apple. And I was like, that's the most important fruit of all time, and you're going to change it?
It's not a fig.
I guess it's kind of... It's semantics or something. Because if you look up, as I did here, the definition of the word wet.
And show my picture.
And the one that ain't on Urban Dictionary says, covered or saturated with water or another liquid.
Boom.
Cover or touch with liquid. Moisten.
But without those things, what is it?
Liquid that makes something damp.
I have a voice that can do that.
Paige wrote that in my Christmas card.
Yeah. That microphone's just soaking now. Spit all over it.
Ew. I got that Ric Flair drip where I spit when I talk.
Do it yourself.
All right. So 1-800-774-0093. Hopefully we've Fat Boys found us a scientist or somebody.
Please.
Somebody who can really lay this out for us. All right. Let's go to P1 D Bell. We know him for years. Legendary P1. Friend of the family over in Gaffney. Good morning, D Bell.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, sir?
Good, good. I think for the first time ever, I'm going to have to agree with you on this one, Matt.
Thank you.
My question is, can water be dry? No. Therefore, it can't be wet. It just is a liquid.
Yeah. It's molecules.
It's neither wet nor dry.
A liquid's wet.
Exactly.
No, it wets things.
It wets things.
Oh, man. It's a liquid.
Why are you hating on Juju Smith-Schuster's brilliance?
D-Bell, you're a doctor as well, I understand, right? So you know what you're talking about here.
Oh, yeah. I was a combat medic for 6 years in the Army. So.
Thank you for your service. I know this. So Fat Boy, 0, Matt, 9, and Juju Goldensmith, 1.
This is what it turns into. People disagree just to disagree because they don't like me. That's what it becomes. That's what society is when we argue now.
This is what you argue when you lose an argument. This
is what we do.
We proved in November you're the most beloved member of the show now.
Yeah.
I didn't
Social
lose.
Social media statistics proved it to us.
You know what the argument is now?
that you lost.
No, the argument is nothing can be what it is. People have to argue to make it something else to prove somebody right or wrong. A liquid is wet. It's a liquid.
See, now
that's what it is.
I just feel like you're trolling us now.
What?
I feel like you're trolling us now. Like, I do, because I think you know down deep. You ever argue with somebody, and because I have, and I am the person that does this sometimes, where you're having it, not even an argument, with a disagreement. You know you're losing the argument, but you won't concede.
I do that all the time.
I don't think I lost.
I do it constantly.
And it gets done to me, and I guess I just have to accept it. But you're doing it right now.
We're going
to
have another heated Pizzagate incident again. Yeah. They're not running child sex rings
enough
out of pizza shops.
Kevin Spacey. We're talking about water now. And let's talk to P1 Hot Wheels 38, also a legendary P1 in Hendo.
Good morning, Rise Guys.
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about y'all? Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year. So last day I'll say it to anybody.
Happy New Year.
I don't say it past Friday. What do you think? What do you think? Is water not even rain? It's water. Any liquid, is it wet?
It is wet, but is ice wet or is ice dry?
Or dry ice is dry, I guess.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's solid, it's dry.
Yeah, when it melts, it wets things.
That's right.
When it becomes a liquid, then it wets things.
Okay.
It's ice dry.
See, so I think Hot Wheels 38 and his thing about ice kind of backs up Juju Smith-Schuster's point that water ain't wet.
But there was Bud Ice and Bud Dry, so explain that.
What?
It's only wet when it makes a puddle.
Gross. P1 Hot Wheels 38, Happy New Year. Have a good morning. I don't know what to say to that.
Okay.
Is water ice wet? I mean,
when it melts.
So, a headache. I don't want it on a Friday.
If you see a glass of water.
Okay, what?
Water.
A big old
water.
Glass of CO2. And then you say.
Like somebody down the hall, water.
You say it's not a liquid until you touch it, conduct it or whatever, to get you wet. If you don't touch it, but you know that's what's going to happen. Then it's a liquid. Doesn't matter if anybody touches it or not. You know the end result.
Then it's reacting to me, my body heat, which is melting it, thus making it wet.
Mm-hmm.
No, it makes you wet. Doesn't make it wet. It makes you wet.
Yeah. Well, it being my finger.
Yeah. Oh.
I hate pronouns. You're right. P1 Big Liberty in Spartanburg. Well, it says here he's a chemist. Good morning.
Not a chemist, but okay. I'm pretty sure Fat Boy is trolling.
Right.
There's no way.
He has to be.
It's like earlier when he thought there was a game show called Mic Drop, and it's Mic Drop,
yes,
and that was trolling.
I'll give you that one, okay? That was cool. But this is not. Okay.
So and my buddies have been talking about this for a while.
This has been an argument going on the internet and stuff?
Apparently.
Like, I did not
know about
that.
Internet.
But y'all, yeah.
I don't know about internet, but with us for about 6 months.
Wow.
And And the guy that brings it up, at first I was with Fat Boy. I'm like, yeah, water's wet. But after he explained it, and the way that I get it and the way he explained it to me, a liquid cannot be wet because it wets things, as the definition that Nine read earlier stated.
Right. Here's an example. You can't have a warm blanket unless you put it in the microwave or something, right?
Exactly.
It makes you warm. Hmm.
What do you learn when you learn science? You learn the three states of liquid.
I had to dig up my dog.
Gas and solids.
In South Carolina, we never learned any science. None of us.
Liquids, gases, and solids.
I didn't know what a deluge was till last year. It's tough to figure out. Big Liberty, thank you, sir, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. He didn't say it like you meant it, did he?
No.
Happy New Year.
It's because he's frustrated with Fat Boy.
Because you are trolling right now.
I'm not. I'm trying to get, like, you know, the bottom of it. I'm pretty positive I'm right, based on what I've learned. And I know it's H2O, you dummy texting. I made a joke.
Dummy texting.
Oh, man. Come on. Nobody wants to concede that I'm right.
Nobody's agreed with you.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
I got something I want you to dive into.
What's
that?
Boy.
It's the sack.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Display your dirty underwear.
sack.
That big old sack. Tickle it.
TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com. That's how you can email us if you have a question or a comment or something angry that Paige said to call her out on. It never happens. I swear to God. If I got a dollar for every negative email that I got or we got about Paige, I would have no dollars. I would have no dollars. I would have retired years ago. Are you kidding me?
Poorhouse.
TRG. Poorhouse. Poorhouse, he said. With a P. Yeah. With a P.
Not with a WH.
TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com.
That's a 7-year witch song.
What is?
Poorhouse.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. It's a damn good one, too.
Are you a brand ambassador for them now? What's happening?
Just, man, they're good dudes, and they're going places in life.
I like people that are into the show that also... I like people that are in the show.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
Well, you're going to finish what you were going to say.
I was going to say, but when they also have some notoriety. Like, it. Last night, I was flipping back through the game and wrestling.
Yeah.
And to see Dash Wilder on wrestling for the World Tag Team Championship, and knowing he was born and raised listening to our show and has continued, even after getting success, remain close friends with us.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Nice. What a good dude.
I like famous people that listen to the show.
Yeah.
But all of them, though, Paige. Look at me that way.
I agree.
Thank you.
Completely.
Here we go. I'm not going to start off on something somber. I'll start off on this. Rise, guys. Gods of the airwaves. I have a morality question for you since all of you have pets now. I have a 3-year-old Siberian Husky, and please keep this anonymous, but her name is Daisy. But frequently, I call her slurs. I live alone, and I never do it in public, and it's just as a nickname or maybe even a term of endearment, truly. But after hearing the conversation about Matt Man's new puppy, I'm now wondering, am I a bad person? Anonymous in Due West, South Carolina.
Due West! Home of Erskine I'm College new to and this. Dixie High School.
Dixie High School.
Yep.
What's up, Blake? My buddy Blake went to Dixie High School.
Yeah.
Man, it's a morality question, as you said. So, Anonymous, that's on your morals.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah, like...
Plus, I need to know what kind of slurs they are. You didn't give any IEs.
Yeah, you didn't give any examples there. I mean, I call my dog a butthole sometimes. That's about as far as I go. Like, why are you being a butthole, Inga? Stuff like that.
I've called my dog, like... stupid words. Like, you know, can I give you the initials?
I guess.
Sometimes I call Rusty BF.
Oh, my God.
But that's not a slur, though. That's just a fun cuss word combo. Get in here. It's not boyfriend. Paige just held up boyfriend. Yeah, no, it's not boyfriend. Oh. I would have said that.
That's kind of cute, though. My little boyfriend.
What's up, babe?
You and Rusty, name him boyfriend.
Yeah, usually I'm exceedingly kind when I talk to my dog. About the only bad thing I ever call her usually is I'll be like, why are you being a butthole, Inga?
Why is mine so bad?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It ain't.
It's got to be something that happens all the time.
Walk up to a stranger on the street and call him that and see what happens.
Right. Well, the stranger don't live with me and pee on my floor.
No big retreat.
The
stranger won't bite you either.
If you pee on my floor, I should be able to call you anything I want.
Oh, no.
Dang it.
I got to come over now just to hear it.
Do you acknowledge your animals, fat boy?
Yeah, I'll kind of, you know.
He steps over them.
Son of a bitch is a big one, I'll say.
Yeah.
Other ones that can't really say.
Something...
A slur is a insulting remark. So,
yeah.
Once I grew up on, I'll
we
say.
Need more.
Something.
We need more of an example.
Like my dad used to cuss cats and dogs up and down, man.
Oh yeah,
he was never mad at them usually, but yeah, he'd just cuss them up and down all the time anyway.
Yeah,
this is what he did.
Well, he was a sailor.
Yeah, no, he's a felon.
A felon.
He spent a lot of time in the joint. That's why he did that.
The animals don't know what you're saying, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's all about tone with them.
Yeah.
If you're all, hey, and then you say bad words
with
that tone.
When I call him BF, I do it with great reverence.
Unless you call him
that. What do you call him when you're mad at him? When he pees the floor, you don't call him that with reverence? What do you say then?
MF.
Okay. But angry.
I just see him looking up at you, and all he hears is, you know, just burr like Charlie Brown, but sees you laughing and giggling.
Well, especially with the facial hair, they don't see my mouth moving. They're like, where are the voices coming from?
Wow, he's like a puppet.
Dude, when Bear, the new puppy,
yeah.
you got to think, what does an animal think they are before they see themselves, right? They probably think they're a smaller version that walks on all fours of us.
Yeah.
And when Bear saw himself in the reflection, oh my God.
They
like, it was
it.
Like a self-realization moment where he's like, damn it, I'm a dog this time.
He looked sad.
Of course.
There are a couple of bad words I can say that my dog will come over concerned for me, because when I was coming out of my back surgery and all that, I was just in pain and miserable and just suffering through the recovery of it for the first couple months.
Yeah.
And they know.
I would
words.
Say those words with that tone, and you know, she'd come over like, you know.
Yeah.
Nosing me and stuff.
Holy words I can't say on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, there's two different ones I can say. But it's, again, more the tone than the words.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're not saying it's Bear? You're calling the other dog that?
Well, no. Bear is still puppy, so it's still Hims. What's Hims doing? Does Hims talk to him like he's...
Like a baby?
What's Hims doing?
You wouldn't say that.
Yeah. You wouldn't say little bear.
Rusty. I'm like, Rusty. I'll say, get out here and pee, BF.
Wow, I feel bad for Rusty.
Rusty knows you like one better than the other. But he doesn't know that I'm calling him a BF. Well, he knows you like Bear better than him, I bet.
It stands for Bear's friend. Bear's friend.
We don't pick favorites at my house.
Everybody asks.
Bear's friend.
You do have to, when you have more than one, you have to show it. It's like kids.
You can't give one more treats because it's cuter. Yeah.
Well,
you know?
Call my mom and tell her that. She didn't read that book.
Just put that on a tag and put it on him.
Thank you. All right. I said I wasn't going to start somber, but we'll go somber on this one. Dear Rise Guys, I saw on Facebook that Vince died. Do you guys know what happened? Any idea? I mean, I guess he wasn't doing well, and I know he used to drink a lot just from listening to the show. I'm just wondering if you guys knew what happened or how old he was. He was always so happy and so positive, even though it seemed like he might not have much to be happy or positive about. I'm going to miss that guy. It's sad to know he's never going to pop up again on TRG. I'll pour one out for him, and I encourage all P1s to do the same. I hope he at least got a taste of that P1 Pilsner. P1 War Eagle. Beagle! War Beagle!
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that he ever got to try the Pilsner. I don't have any idea on that.
If there was a beer for sale, he tried it.
I hope he got to try some, but I don't know that he ever did.
So, Vince, as you well know, is Vava Vince.
Yeah.
He passed away while we're on over the holidays.
Yeah.
Over Christmas.
A little bit before Christmas, yeah.
I don't know what happened.
I don't either. I have not heard what happened.
I Googled it.
He had been hospitalized a few times the last few years.
Yeah.
And he had been at a couple points quite bad off then. So I don't know what happened, though.
He was fine.
He had some health problems over the last few years.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found out how old he was.
How old?
Right at 54, 55 in there.
Okay.
Really?
There was a previous article about him, you know, years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you put it together.
He was always positive, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's because he was drunk.
Still, if everybody had that attitude, man, even drunks, if everybody had that attitude,
that's
the
true.
World would
usually,
be a much better place.
Most drunks are usually pissed off when they're drunk.
Yeah.
It seems, you know, especially at the end of the night, they're all pissed off. He was always just happy
and polite, too. If everybody could be that happy and that polite going through life, man, we wouldn't have nearly as many problems.
I kind of want to know now if he was really going to be a dad. That's what he called last time he called.
The last time he called, he had found out from one of his
acquaintances.
That he might. Do we have any remembrance clips of Vince in memoriam?
It's too sad to play.
I pay once can meet and greet Vince Sandipal. Hey, you think y'all might have St. Patty's Day month? I bring my harmonica and my duck. Quack, 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 quack.
Yes.
Oh, rest in peace, Vince.
I don't know. The last part about St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, you think y'all might have St. Patty's Day in Spartanburg?
You think y'all might have St. Patty's Day in Spartanburg?
Yeah.
I think they outlawed it.
No, they still have it there.
Spartanburg.
Bingo Bill. Hey, you think y'all might have St. Patty's Day in Spartanburg?
I think we might. We'll do it this year in honor of Vince. Well, if anybody knows anything further, definitely communicate that with us, because we don't know. I mean, he's gone. That's certainly the sad part.
Yeah.
He got taken advantage of a whole lot.
He did.
From what I understand. And that sucks.
People tried to if they didn't succeed. He said he did have some good people who tried to watch out for him, too.
Oh, yes.
He really did. But, yeah. Rest in peace, Vince. We'll miss you. I mean...
I will miss him for sure.
I'll miss him calling in. Like, we're never going to get a call from that dude again. That's sad and that sucks.
I'll miss him drunk in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, Paige, you should stop drinking in the afternoon.
Yeah,
you really should.
You should.
Miss him sober. How about that?
Oh. Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.